So today is the Purnima of the month of Shravan. Generally in India, this particular month that just passed is known as Shravan. And our Vaishnava calendar is known as Sridhar. So this Purnima of the month of Sridhar, actually this month is known as Shravan because today the moon is in Shravan Nakshatra. We know that there's different constellations, and according to the constellation where the full moon comes, that month is known by that name. So the moon is in Shravan Nakshatra, Shravan Purnima. And as we discussed yesterday, all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we celebrate the appearance of Sri Baladev Prabhu on this Shravan Purnima day. And whenever there was appearance day of the avatars of the Lord, there was one beautiful song that Srila Prabhupada used to chant, written by Srila Jayadeva Goswami in his most famous work, Geet Govinda. So I don't know if there's more songbooks, but anyway, this is Dasavatar Stotra. Pralaya payodi jale dritavana sivedam vihitya vahitra charitama kedam keshava drita minasharira jai jagadisha hare jai jagadisha hare jai jagadisha hare pralaya payadi jale drita vanasi vedam vihita vahitra charitam akedam keshava drita mina sharira jai Shitriha vipulatare tistati tava prisne dharani dharana kinakyakakariste kechavadrita kurma sharira jai jagadisha hare jai jagadisha hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Shitiriha Vipulatare Tistati Dava Prisne Dharani Dharana Kina Chakra Gariste Vasati dasana shikare dharani tava lagna Shasini kalanka yalaveva nimogna Keshavadrita shukara rupa jai jagadisha hare Jai jagadisha hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Vasati Dashana Shikare Dharani Tava Lagna Shasani Kalanka Kalevani Mogna Avakara kamala barena kamma duta singam dalita hiranya kashipu tanu bringam keshavadrita narahari rupa jai jagadisha hare jai jagadisha hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. Chalayasi Vikramane Balim Adbhuta Vamana Padanaka Nirajanita Janapavana Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Chalayasi Vikramani Balim Adbhuta Vamana Padanaka Nirajanita Janapavana Kshatriya Rudira Maye Jagat Apagata Papam Snapayasi Payasi Shamita Pivatapam Keshavadrita Bhrigupati Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Kshatriya Rudira Maye Jagat Apagata Papam Snapayasi Payasi Shamita Bhavatapam Vitarasi dikshurane dikpati kamaniyam Dashamukamalibalim ramaniyam Keshavadrita ramasharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Vitarasi dikshurane dikpati kamaniyam Dashamukamalibalim ramaniyam Vahasiva Pushi Vishade Vrasanam Jaladabam Halahati Bita Milita Jamunabam Indaseya Gya Vidir Ahasruti Jatam Sadaya Ridaya Darshita Pashugatam Keshavadrita Buddha Sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Nindase Jagya Vidir Ahasruti Jatam Sadaya Ridaya Darshita Pasugatam Keshavadrita Vilasadira Jai Jagadisha Hare Mlecha Nivaha Nindane Kalyasi Karavalam Duma Ketum Iva Kimapi Karalam Keshavadrita Kalki Sharira Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Mlecha Nivaha Nidane Kalayasi Karabalam Duma Ketum Iva Kimapi Karalam Sri Jayadeva Kaveri Damuditamudaram Srinu Sukadam Shubadam Bhavasaram Keshavadrita Dashavira Rupa Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Sri Jayadeva Kaveridam Uditam Udaram Srinu Sukadam Shubadam Bhavasaram Keshavadrita Dasavira Rupa Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Vaha Siva Pusi Vishade Vasanam Jaladabam Halahati Biti Milita Jamudabam Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Vaha Siva Pushi Vishade Vasanam Jaladavam Halahati Biti Milita Jamunavam Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa Jai Jagadishare Jai Jagadishare Jai Jagadishare Sri Baladev Prabhu Ki Jai Nitalila Vivishno Mishna Padis Divine Grace Sila Esi Bhakti Viran Swami Sila Prabhupada Ki Iskan Samstapak Acharya's Divine Grace Sila Prabhupada Ki Ananda Guri Vaishnavinda Ki Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Nama Acharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nita Ananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda Ki, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go, Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhana Ki, Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki, Sri Navadip Mayapur Dham Ki, Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Gangamai Jamunamai Ki, Srimati Vrindadevi Tulsi Maharani Ki, Srimati Bhaktidevi Ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Sri Baladev Prabhu Ki, Sri Balaram Appearance Day Ki, Sri Balaram Avirbhav Mahamahotsav Ki, Tai Go Preman. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to you, Sri La Prabhupada. So did we find a CC? All right. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandiyam Aradanas Chanandantai Vridamya Che Puna Puna Srimarani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyascha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. In the deity worship book, there's a very beautiful pranam mantra for Sri Baladev Prabhu. Namaste halagraha, namaste mushalayuda, namaste ravati kanta, namaste bhaktavatsala, namaste dharanidara, namaste balanam shrestha, pralambare namastuste ehimam krishna purvaja. Namaste hala graha. Graha means to grasp. Almost like English, grasp, to take. Namaste hala graha. He has grasped onto a hal. Hal means plow. Namaste mushala yudha. We always translate mushal as club, because we don't have such a thing in English. Jai sisi panchatatra prabhu ki jai. But a mushal is a special instrument. It's shaped almost like a pregnant baseball bat, you know, American baseball bat. In the top of it, there's a little place for your hand to go in like this. It's real thin, so there's a little handle there, and then it's shaped like that. And they make a clay depression in the ground, and they put the rice there, and they beat the rice with this thing. And the chaff, the part of the rice that is useless means unart, useless, unart. Because we know art means something very valuable. Remember from Bhagavad Gita, one of the four types of people, arta arti, who are after money, something that's useful. So that thing that is useless, that is anart. Therefore Balaram's actual weapon is this mushal. Our bhakti, Visrambha Maharaj, he had one nice mushal, very gold and silver plated mushal made for Balaram in Vrindavan. Because actually in Braj, although he also knows how to wear the club, the mace, that's Dwarka Leela. In his Braj Leela, he has a mushal. And you'll see, when you go to see any Dauji Didi in Braj, many times you'll see his mushal is there, not this Hanuman type of club. Although he knows, as he was a guru of Duryodhana, and this gada, this type of fighting. But his real weapon is mushal, because it takes away the useless part of the rice, the chaff, which is anart. As we discussed, as we mentioned last night, he's Guru Tattva. So Guru's business is to get rid of all of our anart. So this is Baladev's weapon. Namaste Mushala Yudha. Namaste Revati Kanta. I offer my obeisances to the husband of Revati. Namaste Bhakta Vatsala. And I offer my obeisance to that person who's very dear to the devotees. Namaste Dharani Dhara, who holds up in his form as an unto Dharani Dhara. Just like we know, Giri Dhari. Dhara means to hold up, sustain. Namaste Balanam Shrestha. Balanam Shrestha. We know Bal means strength. So Shrestha, that means he's the best of all the strong. Pralambare namastestu. Ari means enemy. He's the enemy of Pralamba, Pralambari. Ehimam Krishna Purvaja. I'm offering obeisance to that older brother of Krishna. So we can all repeat this. Namaste Halagraha. Namaste Mushalayuda. Namaste Revati Kanta. Namaste Bhaktavatsala. Namaste Dharani Dara. Namaste Balanam Shrestha. Pralambare Namastuste. Ehimam Krishna Purvaja. Sri Baladev Prabhu Ki. So because it's Balaram's appearance day, we'll have special class discussing Sri Balaram. But first we want to understand exactly who is this Balaram. So let's see. This is all right, good. Adi Lila. Okay, chapter 5. Because this is the glory of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It presents all the deep philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. In very sweet language. So this is chapter 5, the glories of Nityananda Balaram. Let me offer my obeisance to Lord Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya in 6 verses. Now in 5 verses, I shall describe the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. And Prabhupada explains, Lord Sri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the primeval Lord, the original form of Godhead, and his first expansion is Sri Balaram. The Personality of Godhead can expand itself in innumerable forms. The forms that have unlimited potency are called Swamsa, and the forms that have limited potencies, the living entities, are called Bibinansa. So Amsa, we know, means some portion. So Svamsa, those who are personal expansions. And Bibin. Bibin means separated. So we are the living entities, we're separated. We're also expansions of the Lord, but we're a separate type of tattva. All the Svamsa, they're all Vishnu tattva. So Lord Balaram, he's the first expansion of Krishna. These two are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists Krishna transcendental pastimes. Balaram is a Svamsa expansion of the Lord, and therefore there is no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in their bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity amongst the first quadruple forms, and he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. May Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan, Sheshnaga, and the Vishnus who lie in the Karna ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean milk are his plenary portions and portions of his plenary portions. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami has recorded this verse in his diary to offer his respectful obeisance to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This verse also appears as the seventh of the first 14 verses in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Krishna first expands as Baladev Prabhu. And then Baladev, we've heard of this quadruple expansion. Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradumna, and Vasudev. So then that Balaram, he expands as this quadruple expansion. And that's Sankarshan, then he expands as the Shesha and all the Vishnus who lie on the Karna ocean, Garbhodak ocean, and ocean of milk. So we know there's Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, who lies in the causal ocean. Karan means cause. Just like we know that verse, Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Then that Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, he expands from his pore holes, billions and billions of bubbles come out. He's lying in the causal ocean, and billions of bubbles come out from his pores, unlimited bubbles. And with each bubble, he expands as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. In the middle, in the universe, this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, by his sweat, his bodily perspiration, he fills up the universe half with water. And then he lies on that Garbhodakshaya ocean. And then somewhere in the universe, there's an ocean of milk. In the middle of the ocean of milk, there's one island. Island we know Swit is Dweep. So, just like we know Navadweep, the nine islands of Mayapur. So this is Sweta. Sweta means white. So Sweta means white. So he's resting on Sheshnag on the island, white island in the middle of the ocean of milk. So these are all the plenary portions and expansions of Baladev Prabhu. We're just trying to understand, who is this Balaram? We can't even understand this one tiny universe. The scientists, for hundreds and hundreds of years, they're trying to understand. They're peering with their telescopes, even sending telescopes, Hubble telescope, and so many probes into the universe. And every time they send some probe, then they find, oh, we have to change our theory. So this one tiny universe, even this Earth planet, we don't understand completely. What to speak of the universe? And there's billions of universes, and those are just the bubbles coming from the pores of Mahavishnu, who's the expansion of Sankarshan, who's the expansion of Baladev Prabhu. He's very powerful. This was driving. And we know that somehow this oracle appeared in the sky. Kans, you fool! The eighth child of your sister will kill you! Atwalal Tera Kal. A child will kill you. So anyway, we don't have time to go the whole pastime, but you know somehow or other Vasudev convinced Kams not to kill her, that he'll bring the children. So after Vasudev kept his word and he brought the first child, Then Kamsa, he was a little bit moved, because who can do such a thing? This is his first child. How can he take it to Kamsa? He knows Kamsa is going to kill it. But Vasudeva is so true to his word. Seeing that Kamsa, he becomes a little soft-hearted. He said, all right, you take the oracle said it's eight child. You take this one back, no problem. I have no fear from this one. So Vasudeva's word is as good as gold. Kamsa's word is, we don't want to use that word here. It's a useless word. So Vasudeva going home, he has no faith that Kamsa says, all right, you can keep this one. So sure enough, Kamsa's association is demoniac. All his ministers are criticizing why you gave it away. Let him go back. Then Narad Muni, he wanted to speed up the pastimes. Because actually there's a story behind these children of Devaki. They were once, took birth as the grandsons of Hiranyakashipu. Their father's name was Kalanemi, who was another great demon. And these grandsons, they began to worship Lord Brahma to get the same power as their grandfather, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu became furious when he found out, because he's thinking, there's no other god except me. I'm the all-powerful. Even the demigods, I raised my eyebrows. What are you guys doing? So he cursed them, that you will take birth and your own father will kill you. So this is a secret behind this situation. And it's further explained, who are those six children? There are old friends. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mud, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, etc. Our very dear friends. So Sanatana Goswami, he explains how Devaki, she represents bhakti. And Kamsa represents this material consciousness. So Devaki, she's afraid of her brother. She sings from the heart. So Narad Muni, he knows the whole story, so he wanted to speed things. If it goes on like this, you know, if he doesn't kill them, then Krishna may never appear if he doesn't, you know. So he wanted to speed things up. So he took Kamsa to a secluded place. He said, my dear Kamsa, have you heard? It's all over the internet. I read it on the Sun. All the demigods are taking birth in the Yadu, Vishnu, and Bhoja dynasties. Did you hear it? And you know these demigods, you cannot trust them. They're very tricky fellows. Who knows who could be the eighth child? Because we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But maybe these demigods, they count other way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This, when there's 8, this could also be the 8th child. Or maybe they start in another place. Any one of them could be the 8th child. These demigods are tricky fellows. You can't trust them. So then Kamsa consulted with his ministers, and he immediately threw Devaki and Vasudeva in jail and killed these six children. So Sanatana Goswami says, these six things have to be wiped out from our heart. We want Krishna to come in our heart. So as long as Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mud, and Matsari are there within our hearts, Krishna can appear. So these Kam, Krodh, they're all taken out from Bhakti. Devaki, she's afraid of Kamsa. So these are cleaned out. So then, Mahasankarshan took shelter within the womb of Devaki. Because our acharyas have explained that actually Krishna and Balaram, they never leave Braj. Just like there's one verse Prabhupada was always quoting, Brindavanam Prichajam Padamekam Nagachami. That Brindavanam Prityajam. To leave Vrindavan, you know, tyag, to leave Vrindavan, padam ekam, I don't take one step. We know padayatra, padam ekam nagashchami, I don't take one step outside of Vrindavan. So Acharya explained that that expansion of Balaram, Mahasankarshan, he took shelter within the womb of Devaki. Because we heard that Baladev Prabhu, he's Guru Tattva. So Guru's business is to make our heart nice, clean place for Krishna to come. Now Krishna is going to appear. So Mahasankarshan, he appears within the garb of Devaki in order to make nice place for Krishna. Now Krishna is going to come next. So he has said, first all these dirty things are taken out. That is also Guru's business, to get rid of all these anarts. And then he makes the place very nice and clean and neat for Krishna to appear there. So then we know at some point Krishna, he called Yogamaya and he told her, you transfer this embryo from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. Rohini had gone. Vasudeva has many wives, and one of them was Rohini. He sent her to Braj to stay with Nanda Baba for protection. And actually, Jiva Goswami explains that original Balaram, he was already there within the womb of Rohini. That Mahasankarshan, he merged into the body of Baladev Prabhu. Then everybody understood that Devaki had a miscarriage. So meanwhile in Braj, Rohini, she remained pregnant for a very, very long time. Finally, on this particular day, this Shravan Purnima day, then Baladev Prabhu appeared. And he was so beautiful. There's a nice verse in Garga Samhita. What does it say? Shankar Kunendu Swedanga Baladev. Shankar Kunendu Swedanga Baladev. Shankar, we know, means conch. And conch is white. In this particular season now, if you go to Braj, you'll see all these beautiful jasmine and mogra flowers are blooming. They bloom in this summertime. But in flower, special type of jasmine that blooms only in the wintertime. And he's very, very white color. If you come in Braj in the wintertime, then you can see the kunda flower. So Balaram, he's white like the kunda flower. Shankar Kut Indu. Indu is another name for the moon. Shankar Kut Indu Swet. We just heard Sweta means white. Anga, we know, means limbs. So Balaram's limbs, they're white. Just like the conch shell, the kunda flower, the moon. There's beautiful white Baladev. And so many auspicious signs, so many auspicious lines on his hands and feet. Very extremely beautiful. But we saw one strange thing. Baladev Prabhu, he was just completely inert. He didn't cry. We all know, as soon as baby comes out from the womb, maybe he cries. Baladev Prabhu didn't cry. He didn't move. It said he was just like we know Jad Bharat, he was like a Jad thing. Inanimate thing. Dull thing. Jad means Jad Bharat. He was very dull fellow, dull-witted fellow. So Baladev Prabhu was like that. But interesting thing, whenever Mother Yasoda picked him up, because within her womb is Krishna, then immediately he opens his eyes, he moves, he becomes very playful. And as soon as he goes away from Yasoda's lap, So today is Purnima, then next month is Bhadra Rishikesh. Because the end of next month will be in Bhadra Nakshatra, so that month is known as Bhadrapad. On the Bhadrapad Krishna Paksh Astami, Krishna Astami day, then Krishna will appear. So 8 days, Baladev Prabhu, he was completely Only when he sits on Mother Yasoda's lap, then he begins to. Everybody was quite worried. Then after Krishna's appearance, then Baladev Prabhu became very, very lively. Just like you see in the picture. He's assisting Krishna in stealing butter. So these are so many wonderful pastimes that we'll discuss this evening. We just wanted to give some introduction to who is this Baladev Prabhu whose appearance day we're celebrating today. And explain especially his weapon, at least in Braj, is that mushal, for knocking off the anart. Because that is, therefore he's Guru Tattva. Guru's business is to get rid of our anarts. With that plow, the plow is for agriculture. Just like back in May and June, was sometimes up to 50 degrees. So the ground becomes practically baked, very hard. On hard ground, the seed, he cannot grow. We need to have soft place for the seed to grow. So, the farmers come with their plows and they plow up that hard, hard, it's very practically baked. They plow up that hard earth, make it very soft in the seed. Then they will embrace this particular season, at least around Vrindavan, everybody plants rice. They plow up those fields and then they plant the rice. And it's very interesting how they plant rice. Any other plant would just die. But first of all, they have one little spot where they put all the seeds and it sprouts. In one, all compact, they just throw all the seeds there. And then they fill the field with water. And then they bring their tractor with a trailer on the back and they yank those right, they yank bunches of those paddy right out of the ground. The most plants, if you just rip them out of the ground like that, that's the end. Then with a few other plants, they tie them in a bundle and they throw them, boom, into the back of the trailer, trolley. Just, they put all these bundles of rice in the back. Then they go to the field and they throw them, boom, way in, like this, one very over to the other edge of the field, then a little bit from that, then a little bit from that, then boom, they're throwing them like that. Any other plant would die. Then they go around and they stand in this water. Now the rainy season has come. So the rainy season, if clouds are there, it's very nice. But as soon as the clouds go away, oh my goodness. All the dust in the sky is washed out. The sun comes down just like Lord Ramachandra's arrows at the 14,000 rovers of the night. It stings. And you're standing in water, and the water, because it's very shallow, it's getting hot. And the sun is on, beating on your back and reflecting in your face. The Brijbasi ladies who are planting the rice, they have sing one song. Danma boyo pia. Pia is, that's Brijbasa for priya. They can drop a little letter, make it more sweet. Pia. Dhan is paddy. That starts happening to your toes and feet. And the sun is beating down. Danma boyo pia. Please, my dear husband, please don't plant rice. Then they go around and they're standing in this hot water with the sun beating down and pulling those bunches apart and shoving little bunches like this. So I asked my pujari, he said, why don't you just plant it like wheat? Just, you know, plant it in rows and for one seed at a time. He said, somehow or other, you will only get 1/4 of the crop of harvest. Somehow this rice, he has to be abused and abused. Then he grows like anything. He will get 4 times the result. So they just throw them like that, then they shove them. Any other plant, you just rip it out of the ground, already it's going to die. If you throw it around, it's going to die. If you shove it in the ground like that, it's going to die. Somehow this rice, he's a very strange plant. He enjoys this, and he gives more fruit when you do like that. The point is, the ground has to be made soft for that seed to sprout. So our hearts, they're just like stone. How would the Bhakti Lata Beej sprout within such a stone-like heart? So Baladev Prabhu is there with his plow to make that heart soft. This is Guru's business, we're saying, to make this heart soft so Krishna can come. Just like we sing that nice song by Narottam Das Thakur. Tumara Ridoye Sada Govinda Bisram. Tumara Ridoye Sada Govinda Bisram. Ebara Karuna Koro song, one of the last verses. Tumara Ridoye Sada Govinda Bisram. Bisram means to take rest. Just like we know in Srimad Bhagavatam, one famous verse is there, Shrama Evahi Kevalam. Shram means to work very hard. And this verse, Dharma Sunusita Punsa Visvaksena Katasuya, Nod Padiye Katha Ruchi Vis, Shrama Evahi Kevalam. Even if you do your duty very nicely, but you don't develop any ruchi to hear about Krishna, Krishna Katha, Nod Padiye. Produce in Sanskrit is Utpad. So we have the produce market, Utpadat Bazaar. Upadan Bazaar. So not produced. Katha Ruchi. You don't develop any ruchi for hearing about Krishna, then Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. It is just useless and useless waste of labor. Shrama means to labor. So after one is done Shram, then he does Bishram. First we Shram, we do labor, then Bishram. Bishram means to take rest. Now we never saw the picture of Krishna taking rest. He's dancing with the gopis. He's swinging with Srimati Radha. He's stealing butter. He's hurting the cows. He's killing the demons. We'll discuss tonight so many demons Baladev Prabhu killed. He's killing the demon something. The hint. When Govinda wants to take rest, he finds out nice, sweet, clean, soft heart of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, and there he takes rest. Therefore, we never saw the picture. He takes rest in the heart of the devotee. So how we can rest if we're sleeping on a hard mattress or hard floor, stone floor? How we can take rest? So how Krishna will come to take rest in our hearts? So therefore, Guru's business, Baladev Prabhu, he's got this plow. We have to make this heart soft. We have to make this heart soft for Krishna to come and stay there. How we can invite Krishna to a hard place and place filled with lust, anger, greed, all these things. We have to clean all these things out. Then Krishna can come. So Balaram's other weapon is this plow to make our hearts soft for the Bhakti Lata Beej to sprout and grow in our hearts. So in this most auspicious day, Balaram Purnima, we can pray to Baladev Prabhu to please kindly have mercy on us. Because it's only by His mercy. Just like the Upanishads say, Nayam Atma Bala Hinena. Hinena means without. Without Bal. Bal means strength. Nayam Atma. Nobody can achieve spiritual life without strength. But he's not talking about this type of strength. Bal means spiritual strength. And that spiritual strength we get from by the mercy of the spiritual master. Just like we discussed last night, that Krishna, he told Yogamaya to shift this Mahasankarshan to Mathura. And Mahasankarshan, he's holding up all the universes. How am I going to carry such a thing? But Krishna said, hey Badre, don't worry, I will give you the energy, I will give you the power. So Guru gives us, with his order, he also gives the power to follow that order. So we just have to very seriously execute the order of the spiritual master. Gradually all these things will be cleaned from the heart. Then Krishna can come and stay there. We may think that it's hopeless. Just like one time in Melbourne, in a temple before, now that they have a new temple, but temple before that, there was very high Vyasasam, many, many steps. So Prabhupada was sitting very high on the Vyasasana. He gave one of those classes that if you even have one pinch of material desire, you will have to take birth again in this material world. And he's just harping on this point. You have to give up all material. You have one pinch. There's a whiff of material desire. You have to take birth again in the material. And all the devotees went, hopeless. Then Prabhupada ended the lecture. He looked around. He saw the hopeless faces of all his disciples. And he took one step down from the Vyasasana. He said, even if you are 90% Krishna conscious, you will go back to home, back to Godhead. And all those boys went, Jai Prabhupada. He took another step down. He said, even 80%. And all the boys went, Jai Prabhupada. He took one more step down. He said, 75%, but no less. So we're very fortunate. Prabhupada has given us this process and he's giving us 25% discount. So there's some hope. Another way, the Brijbasis, they also have a nice verse to give us hope. Karakaraka Byase, Jarmati Hota Sajan, Rasari Avata Javati, Shilpar Pari Nishan. The Brijbasis, they say, because some places we go in Braj. Other day we were discussing the hand pump. But some places we go, there's not even hand pump, there's a well. And all the sides of the well, there's stones. And in those stones, little grooves are cut. And nobody came with a hammer and chisel and cut those grooves. That was cut by the rope. Now if I tell you to cut a stone with a rope, you'll say, that's not possible. But the Brijbasis, they say, kara kara kabhyase jarmati hota sajan. By abhyas, we know Arjuna asks Krishna that it's impossible. Like it's more easy to catch the wind than to catch the mind. And Krishna immediately says, abhyas. Abhyas means practice. Kara kara kabhyase jarmati hota sajan. Which is jar means dull. Mati means wits. Dull-witted. Even dull-witted sajan. Sajan means gentleman. Even dull-witted, by practice. Just like in British literature, there's one drama called My Fair Lady. There was one lady, she spoke very, very poor English. The rhine and spine rhymes, minely in the pline, might. But one fellow took her, and by practice, finally she could say, the rain in Spain rains mainly in the plain. So even dull-witted fellow, what is the proof? The Rasari Avata Javate, Shilpar Pari Nishan. Shil we know means stone, like Govardhan Shila, Shalagram Shila. Shilpar Pari Nishan means the mark. And Rasari means the rope. Avata Javate, coming and going. The stone has been cut. Shilpar, we can see the result. The mark is there, Nishan. Shilpar Pari Nishan. So our hearts may be very hard. We may feel it's hopeless. This holy name is very soft. But avata javat, by practice, again and again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Avata javat, coming and going. You just keep practicing with this holy name. One day this hard heart will become cut. One other thing I was thinking one time, because I saw, especially in Braj, the farmer himself, he plows up the field. Nowadays they have these big tractors, so unfortunately. But anyway, you see them come out and the farmer, he's driving his big tractor and he's plowing up the field. Now I just described what the work is like to plant the rice. He hires some people to do that. The hard part was getting it ready. And specifically, people come from Rajasthan. I said, Rajasthan, you don't have any rain. How do you know how to plant rice? He said, this teaches you anything. So just the hired laborers come and they plant the rice, they pull the weeds like that. So like that, Prabhupada, he's the perfect manifestation of Lord Baladev. He plowed up the whole world. All of us, We're not big devotees. We're just hired laborers coming and planting the seeds and harvesting the rice and pulling the weeds. We're just the hired laborers. Prabhupada, he plowed up the whole world. Huh? Even in Gaudiya Math, they admit, Swami Maharaj made holes that we're going through. Nobody could go. Only Prabhupada went. He plowed up. He's the perfect manifestation of Lord Baladev and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He plowed up the whole world to make it ready to receive Krishna consciousness. All of us coming behind, we're just the little hired laborers helping Prabhupada. That's all. Srila Prabhupada ki.